Did you just call me, Mr. President?
Yeah, come on in.
No, I,
Phone rang and,
Yeah, I just,
I did not want to put it in.
I didn't want to bring it in.
Just coming from the street.
Were you busy?
I'm finished.
Oh, no.
Got somebody there, somebody had a,
Really, I'll let that. I thought there was a funny part about you, Jesus.
I think they still have.
I don't care.
No, I'd eat it somebody, Dave, but they don't give me the cartoon.
Funny, isn't it?
He really, I think he's sort of,
Sure.
He's lost his claim to moral superiority, which is it.
Well, I certainly think that's the point, that, this very, what Brady calls, this very Christ-like man, sort of better than the rest of us. He's so clean and decent, straight arrow and honest in politics. For God's sakes. You know, I would just say he can relate to ourselves.
Oh, well, you treat them too well.
And frankly, in the administration, you know what I mean? We treat people with some concern, just try to call it.
And they're not stopping, they're still trying to have you.
Right.
They're still trying to, you know?
I'm gonna go over to this, doing a staff briefing now. You know, Eric's campaigning, yeah.
Good.
I think I would go over, but, do you want to go ahead with, a couple of those meetings that we talked about?
We could, you know, somewhere, yes, there, what time could you do that?
We could start at 10.
Well, Gregor will be back at 10.
Or 10:30, yeah.
All right, 10 is fine.
Should I bring water in for 10 minutes?
Anytime, yeah.
At 11?
The, you?
Anytime, yeah.
And women, and then, sort of the other leaders that you don't know, types in the Alec was putting together, Alec has some thoughts as to, sort of, leaving out any of this, any other. I'll go over that, I said that.
I just leave those out, because I just say that I want to meet people that I haven't met. Malik, let Malik be the sort of honcho on it. Like he always used to bring it, so I just want to bring it.
Yeah.
Get a picture taken, take 15 minutes.
The youth one, I'm especially anxious for you to.
Oh, yeah.
This is, well,
I hear they're very good.
They are really.
I've been in Europe, I just met a few, just to tell you, I'm sure you would have been able to bring this to.
Yeah.
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 On this business of the, on this business of the, tides, I know something, I knew something with the houses, of course, but, I really want to know who helped screw that up. You don't know which, it wasn't the shelf's office, it was, Peterson, right? Well, as I told you, John, that might be a good trade-off, but it's a trade-off only if we can move before the Congress does something that forces them to move. And I hope you could get somebody on it right away. I just can't believe, what I mean is, it moves in a more, way, I think Schultz might not have been there, because it moves in a more restrictive way. It keeps the hides in the United States, it says you can't export them. Well, in an effort basically to have more hides here and pull the price down. But, anyway, you see what I mean? Fine, let me know if I go to him for you. Yeah, Henry, the other point I wanted to raise with you for is, that I noticed this statement about reservations on the, salt and so forth.
This was very badly handled, Mr. President.
Yeah, because we shouldn't have, well, as I said, if we were gonna do it, we should at least go to some full time.
Well, I thought that's the side.
Well, Brian, what's worse, we should have talked to Freeman, because he called up and raised, probably came about it.
Well, I got him with a question to help.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Jackson called us 2 weeks ago and said he had an amendment. I said to him, we needed his Trident vote, I said, we won't oppose it.
Yeah.
By the time our congressional guys got through with that,
Yeah.
they were running around lining up votes, getting Scott to co-sponsor it. Now we are in a brawl with Fulbright over an amendment which means nothing.
Well, friendly, the whole committee.
Yeah.
It just caught on.
Exactly. So Breeden says, what are you trying to do? Attach a reservation to Brezhnev's signature when he's already orally promised you all these things? Because there's nothing new in them.
What can we do about it now?
Well, what we're doing now, Mr. President, says one particularly offensive clause in there to the Russians, which says, regardless of the agreement, if they do certain things. Now, I'm working on Jackson to get him to strike that regardless of the agreement. I'd call Travis.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do.
And Fulbright last.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do if you want. I will, if it becomes necessary. You can bring Jackson down and talk to me, and I can give him an absolute assurance.
That's not what he
wants. It's too late, though, isn't it?
It's gonna.
It's already done.
No. They're voting on it this morning. I think we can get Jackson to delete the sentence. If he deletes the sentence, Fulbright will say that's all he wanted. I worked that out last night. And then I can tell the Russians.
All right, please tell Jackson, Senator, I've talked to the President about this. And he knows all about this. He says, you know what his position is. I'd be pretty.
Frankly, we sort of dropped the ball on our congressional side on this because I thought we'd get Jackson, Buckley, and Goldwater to co-sponsor it, get all the hawks together. That would have helped us with the Russians because we could have then proved.
What the hell's the matter with it?
So they didn't mean any harm. The thing caught on. Scott asked us, do we oppose it? We said, no, we don't oppose it. So he figured, well, what the hell, I'll put my name on it.
He wanted to keep it from being just the right one. He was well-meaning. He didn't know anything.
We agree that I actually would have helped him more with it.
That's a big leg up. The biggest leg up you have on this person is this office, because you can do things from here that
maybe so.
Well, you can, you know, we move on a food price thing somewhere or another.
Yeah, I know how you're going to do it. I just started on the highway and I said, I think somebody screwed that up. I'm trying to get at the bottom of it. He said, it's Peterson. Well, that's a silly Scott thing. I never heard the idea of keeping hides. Not allowing any export of hides. First of all, this doesn't affect the price of shoes. That's the point.
Well, that was the piece of work. He spent about 2 months making that decision. And,
from a political standpoint, I think that's the worst vote for the average person who didn't want to ban about hides. I mean, the consumer. And I'm sure this is not going to send the caliber right up the wall. Let's turn around on high and see the penalty and freeze. And if that is possible, give them that. Give 5 cents, all right. Get in on the high, so we've got to freeze the price. I don't know. It's a
disagreement among your advisors. The freeze depends on whether food prices, farm prices are going to decline or increase over the next 3 months. If they're going to decline, you can put a freeze on and tell every housewife in America that if a price goes up next week, you call the IRS and demagogue the hell out of them. And there'll be no buying if prices are going down. If they're going up, it's not workable. It's just that simple. Agriculture says they're going down. Stein asked this morning, he said, yeah, meat prices are on the way down. I said, well, what would happen if we froze right now? He said, well, you'd probably lose the benefit of some slight droughts. And I said, well, who the hell cares? But if the consumer knows that it's frozen and the quarterhouse steak is $1.90 a pound, now it's $1.90 a pound, that's a, or hamburger 65 cents a pound, now it's 65 cents a pound, but she knows it. And as a matter of fact, if you gave us an address on it this time, this person, I'd do just what Jim Martin said, I've always done a thing about it. You know, you used to talk about, you know, if you ever heard any of the speeches, late 40s, early 50s, always used to speak about charging the Democrats with runaway inflation. You'd say, you used to pay 47 cents a pound for butter, now you pay 65. That's the Democrats. He reduces it to something that he's really interested in. And he can use some specific examples. Bread, it's 22 cents a loaf, it's going to stay 22 cents a loaf.
Industrial commodity grows only 0.2%, the lowest increase in 3.5 rate of recent. It's a pleasure to read Stein's reports from the Americans. Americans always had answers. Moderately or something or other.
Herb says it's a third of the space that says it.
Well, they also said it. Ron said it was good and bad.
Everything was great.
But I must say this. I got some economy in general. Those assholes in Wall Street didn't buy. 2 weeks ago, it's option 9, 10, or just out of their minds. One thing is for sure, the stock market's got to go over 1,000 sometime. I mean, it's got to go over. If the American people gain, it won't. But after the election, if we win, it'll go right through the roof. Or I'd like to buy election day.
So what else?
Because, you know, if you look at those bottom sales, you look at those profits,
I said before.
Yeah. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it'll take a while. Some of your sales, he pulled to the market. He does the market forecast, the stock market forecast, and he was right on this one. Absolutely on the button.
Was he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
he said it would start coming up.
Well, he said it was going to get out.
No, I personally feel it. They say it's because of the good news about Vietnam. Bullshit. I need some government.
Tell me what you think.
Well, of course, they put that in a little more. They did for a while, and they've been leaving it off.
Yes,
little left-wingism, I guess.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they need right.
The economic crisis problem. The, Senator is going to put out a thing this weekend saying that the market has been rising because people are answering his response to, are you buying, investing, selling? Now, in the affirmative, whereas for 4 weeks they're answering negatively, and the most frequently given reason is that what now appears that the government won't be about the first. So it's
the next. Yeah, get that on.
He's going to do this weekend, and he and he, but beyond that, he says it's true. He said the little guys, which create that difference in volume between 12 million and 20 million.
Right.
Now we're buying it. And I looked at the volume for you, it's true, the volume is
19,
coming back up.
17, maybe all right.
But on a day when it's only the professionals drinking, you're down around 9, 10, 12 million. But it's a function of people now being convinced that you're going to be elected. I mean, the word, the McGovern fear is what goes up the game, but same thing from the state.
You know, it's interesting that this Bremer story is out that he's out to shoot me in the face. I had to that man, it's unconscious.
Yes, it does.
Or me agree.
No, it does something, but it does because it creates
some feeling.
Some feeling.
Technically,
empathy. Empathy, but it's
scary to do it.
Oh, God, I don't like to think about it.
Ottawa came down here, tore up the newspaper.
I got home from the boat trip last night, and my wife was just, she was all disturbed. She watched it. I told her, "Oh my God!" The person went out one door, he got out the other, and just upset the hell out of her. I mean, it was
really for people to worry about.
Yeah,
it was the ping pong team. Apparently, you read about them. You had seen them in the garden. But the person was not a public event that anybody could come in, so he would have been searched before he got in there.
I suppose it's not the only thing you can do with it, but
not shooting. That's all. I mean, it's about all. They know that you put them away and don't find him criminally insane, let him out for 4 years and kill somebody else. That's what happened. Okay.
That's what normally happens.
It shouldn't happen in this case.
I don't think it will. In some very cases, it's very funny. The notoriety of this case.
What's happened to the Bobby Kennedy killer?
He was sentenced to, he was sentenced to be executed. He was saved by the Supreme Court. But that sentence will not be now. But he'll get out.
All right,
I don't think I'll hold that. That's just a secret.
Oh, did they keep him in?
It's a very good sentence. It really is. It's something.
But it seems to me that if you don't have a death penalty, you should certainly have a kidnapping, hijacking, life imprisonment without parole. Is that
mandatory? Yes, sir.
Life imprisonment without parole.
It's Massachusetts is so
put them away.
And so severe a number of years that depends on how the offense is. I think it's a third time offense, there's a mandatory sentence. So no appeal.